Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, August 26, 2020. You believe the time is flying. Hope you're having fun. And I know it's been a challenging time for many people, but God is moving. He is for you. He's behind the scenes. He's all around right now. This week, I want to talk about something that's going to prepare you for what's coming up. And we're moving into September, which is the Days of Awe. That is the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in September. And it's when God begins to open up the books of heaven and reveal the new assignments. I'm excited for it, but I want to prepare you with some wisdom. In fact, I was just looking at a document. I found a manuscript I was writing over 10 years ago, a book I'd actually never finished, and it was on wisdom. And I wrote it because I needed wisdom at the time. I was 50 years old, and I was needing wisdom, and now I'm 61. I'm looking back and glad I didn't finish the book because I've actually grown a lot of wisdom since then. It's a decision-making, and God is moving right now. I'm going to impart something to you. It's from Proverbs, the first chapter. If you have a Bible, you can open it. But I just want to say this. The spirit of wisdom, we all can operate in this. The wisdom of the Lord is a spiritual gift, and spiritual gifts are available to everyone. So we can operate in wisdom. Now, we need to make decisions and have understanding of God's heart to help other people and to move. The Bible is full of spiritual principles that'll help you grow and prosper and mature in the Lord. These principles are rooted in the ability to have a relationship with the Lord and with Jesus. And so unless we have that relationship, then, you know, all the other things, the wisdom and everything, really is meaningless. And that's the greatest thing as I'm talking about this, you know, my heart. But I want to talk about the book of Proverbs, first of all. Proverbs 1 is, wow, it's so powerful. I'd recommend going through this later on. I'm just going to do a little bit of a teaching here. And I remember when I was writing this manuscript years ago that I needed a breakthrough. And you've heard my story. We were in debt. We needed to get out of debt. We were in a debt as a ministry and personal. And I felt stuck. And since then, I cried out to the Lord. He gave me wisdom. We were able to get out of debt. We were able to realign our ministry to what we do today. I was already online doing things, and so the pandemic didn't really affect us that much. And so this is back when I was seeking out that wisdom. And I went to Proverbs 1, and as I did that, I saw the Proverbs turn into the word proverbs. I heard the Lord say, I want you to look at the verbs in Proverbs 1 because I'm going to do something. And I remember that's why I started to write this down. But Proverbs 1, I'm going to look at the first seven verses of Proverbs 1, and especially 2 through 7. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equality, to give prudence to the simple, and to the young knowledge and discernment. Wise men will hear and increase learning, and a man with understanding will attain wise counsel. This is women too, by the way. And verse 6, to understand a proverb and an enigma, and the words of the wise and their riddles. And the first 7 is, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So, I'll be talking about the first 7 verses of chapter 1 of Proverbs. And I was focusing on the verbs. I hope these are verbs. I'm not that good at English, but I thought I pulled out the verbs. Proverbs 1 is to know. First of all, if you pull out these things, to know, to perceive, to understand. So Proverbs 1 is to know wisdom and instruction and perceive the words of understanding. To know wisdom and instruction actually requires us to be familiar with God's word and begin to take note throughout your day. You know, most people are not tuned into instructions from God. Most people are actually praying a prayer, a laundry list, so to speak, of prayers, and are not slowing down enough to be able to hear the answers to it. So God spoke to me a number of years ago that I needed to balance out my prayer time. And it's okay, bring your request before the Lord. Yes, do that. But also take time and listen. And I would take listening prayer walks with the Lord. And I would actually recommend that, is to take that time, because He's giving you instructions to perceive the words of understanding, is the ability to become aware of the advice and things that are flowing. And it might not just be the Holy Spirit that you're hearing like you're used to in your head. It could be coming through other things. God's speaking through the music. He's speaking through people around you. He's speaking to us all the time. And we need to develop accurate perception through all of our senses, through the listening, watching, smelling, which is discerning, all the ways that God is speaking right now. This ability to perceive things spiritually through our spirit, the Holy Spirit, actually is the gift of discernment. And we talk about the prophetic gifts. And the gift of discernment, the word of knowledge and discerning of spirits, is actually some of the most underestimated gifts, I believe. And the gift of wisdom is underestimated. And it goes way beyond our natural abilities, but utilizes the senses of God and the power and wisdom of the Holy Spirit. So Proverbs 1:3 says to receive instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equality. We're going through a time right now where God is revealing injustices. He's calling out things about equality. We need to walk at this level. Gaining wisdom requires us to be able to weigh out things and make decisions, not based on black and white decisions, pros and cons, what was good, but based on the word of the Lord. I've had to do this just recently with some financial things. The Lord called me to sow into a ministry. He gave me the name and the amount. It was a big amount. And I'm not boasting. I won't even tell you what it was, but it was more zeros than I was used to. And it came during a time when we had a dip in our finances, but I trust the Lord. And I could perceive that He was trying to break something off. And so our ministry sowed this amount. And it turned out that I called that man and he was praying to the Lord. This just happened just this week, that he was praying for that exact amount to be able to help him. And I didn't know about that. But that's perceiving. And I looked at our things in the natural realm. I might have backed down, and waited, but we needed that exact moment, that exact time. That is wisdom. And if you think about the verbs are taking action. And, the action of doing things. As we're moving in the Lord, we need to actually move in the area of justice and equality. We need to have grace for others right now, especially now. It activates a spiritual principle that allows you to reap love and grace. As you give it to others, your eyes will begin to open as you give love. When I reached out to this guy and we paid it forward into his life, it was opening something up over him and for us as well, because that's a spiritual principle. Those who give will receive. We didn't do it to receive. We did it because of the faithfulness of the Lord. But I'm just saying right now, Proverbs 1:4 says to give prudence to the simple and to the young man knowledge and direction. Now, prudence actually means caution in practical matters. And so we need to balance out. We need to use caution when we move forward. But at the same time, we need to not miss those divine supernatural opportunities God wants to give the young or the less mature knowledge, discernment. You don't have to wait. You're like, I'm 61. You don't have to wait. The Spirit of wisdom's here now. I'm praying that you would be able to receive far more than I've ever been able to receive, and even far faster. Proverbs 1:5, a wise man or woman will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. Most people stop learning when they leave school, you know that? And the fact that God has actually designed us to continually learn and increase understanding. The ability to hear the Lord is actually the lost art of listening, and most people have lost it. People around you are communicating their needs all the time. God's communicating his needs. Most people have stopped or plugged up their ability to listen. And we need to also listen with the Holy Spirit. We'll listen with our spirit, with the spiritual ears. As we become wise in our understanding, we begin to grow in this, we will begin to reach out to others and obtain wise counsel. Big example was that check we sent this week to someone. That was a big check. So I got counsel from others around me to make sure, you know, that's checking things out. And we need to be able to reach out when in need. You know, there was a time when I needed wisdom in my life, and I reached out. I remember my 10-year-old nephew. I just said to him, he said, Uncle Doug, how you doing? And I said, well, you know, I'm trying to get through this problem I have. And wow, he pulled out the Bible. A 10-year-old pulls out the Bible and gives a word of the Lord to me. Now, it was a little bit simplistic, but it was confirmation of everything that I needed to do to move forward. And so that was also wise counsel. Proverbs 1:6 says, to understand a proverb or an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. This is the seer gift. I had released a prophetic word for the month of August that the seer gift is increasing right now. That's that ability right there. Proverbs 1:6. It's the understanding of proverbs, of parables, of enigmas. You know, it says someone who's wise will hear and increase in learning and understand. They will attain wise counsel. They will understand these things. God is moving right now. He's opening up the heavens over you. And he's opening up things in a greater way. Proverbs 1:7. I'm only looking at the first seven verses. I invite you to look at it, and especially in a couple of different translations. It says, the fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. People ask me about the fear of the Lord. It's summed up in Psalm 130, verse 4. But you, the Lord, offers forgiveness, that we might learn to fear you. You know, the fear of the Lord means that we understand that we could actually sin, we could do something wrong, we could sin, we could go outside the box, and he'll forgive us. But the fear of the Lord comes in and says, you know, helps us to have that godly respect to where we don't want to do that anymore. It's like electricity. You use electricity every day. There are boundaries with it. You could die from it. But because of that respect, that honor that you have towards things that might harm you, that's the fear of the Lord. It's not to strike you down or do anything weird. You know, because of grace operates in our lives now. God's also moving now with the fear of the Lord. Now, there's a false fear that's out there, fear going on around the world, trying to get you afraid of things. But I bind that. Well, I want to release over you wisdom and understanding, counsel and might. I release over you the ability to understand and perceive what God is doing. We're moving into a time that we need wisdom, and God will give it to anyone who asks. In Jesus' name, amen. DougAddison.com is my website, and I'm doing a training, actually. Really, it's a 49-day breakthrough experience. I did this last fall. It's an updated version of my training, and it's for 7 weeks. It's a powerful, powerful thing. Fall registration right now, 49-day breakthrough. It's called Launch Your Life Purpose, where I walk you through. It's an online school of ministry. You know, you don't even have to show up live, because we'll send you things. It's a cutting-edge type of website. Just go to DougAddison.com/launch. And here's the great thing. We have a couple of live group mentoring sessions. and it's a special pricing. It's normally $197. We're doing it because of the pandemic special. $97 or two payments of $50 right now. If you want to see inside of it, I've videotaped an inside look at Launch Your Life Purpose. Go to DougAddison.com/launch and check out the videos. And scroll down the page. I'll show you what's inside as well. I'm excited for what's coming. I'm excited for what God's doing right now in your life. And I want to encourage you to stay with it. God has the solutions for you. We can band together like we're doing right now. The Lord's using the internet. Thank God we have the internet. God is moving on the internet right now. It used to be used only for the bad things, but everything's shifting right now over that. And I'm excited for what's coming. All right. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.